K-Rock's new Summer Sound.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to Love Machine.
Get ready for 2 hours of inane nonsense with your favorite overweight redheads, Fat and Ginger.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. G'day, Geelong. G'day to the world. Welcome to 2024. You're here with Fat and Ginger on K-Rock 955. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk from me for the first time this year is my good mate, Luke Massey.
Hello, Tim. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Happy New Year to you.
Do we go out to the world?
Is that something that we do?
Yeah,
by the miracle of podcasting, we absolutely do.
Oh, excellent. Well, hello to everybody out there in the world.
But more specifically,
Geelong. We like Geelong the best.
That's right, local.
And everyone else is next.
Local is the new global.
We like it. How are you? You look a bit crook, mate, to be honest.
Crook?
Well, I didn't want to say anything off air because I don't want to get your confidence down.
Yeah.
But you look like you've had a pretty big week. Is that fair to say?
Oh, I've definitely had a big couple of weeks or a big week. I suppose it's a week. I just got back from Apollo Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
did you ever see that Big M ad where the guy does 3 New Year's Eves in a row?
No.
And he comes back and he doesn't look anything like his passport photo?
No.
Remember that?
Now you mention it, yeah.
You look a bit like that.
Well, it's been a week of beach, prawns. I don't know how much you love a prawn. Stout. Stout beer and just general relaxing and, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that I can bring you back to Earth on a Sunday night because you only just got back today.
Yeah.
Another thing listeners might not know, it was your birthday a couple of days ago.
It was my birthday a couple of days ago.
So you're now in your late 40s. I don't know the exact number.
Steady. Mid to late 40s.
Mid to late 40s. Well, I got you a present, Tim.
Oh, and this is exciting because last time when you gave me a present for our 50th show, which was a baggy green, I was expecting something really crass.
Well, it's even better.
It's better than that.
Well, I got sick of waiting for you at the front so many times.
Yeah.
So I've bought you, my friend.
What's that?
Well, wait. So I got you an Apple Watch.
An Apple Watch?
Yes.
Like this one.
Oh, have you got one? This one's even better. Here we go.
Here we go on. Yeah, yeah. Here we go. What is it?
There we go. Look at that.
That's fantastic. Hold it up so the camera can see it.
Well, I didn't have a lot of money after Christmas, so I decided to make my own. So there you go.
Thank you.
Look, the time's even right because it's 6:05.
I'll just reach across and grab that. So for listeners, to paint you a word picture, what Luke has done is he's got a Apple Watch wristband and attached it to an actual Apple and then written in magic marker a clock on it. It's very good.
And it's 6:05, so it's actually telling the time.
It is. It's telling the correct time.
So, and it will continue to do so twice a day.
And do you know what? When it'll be good for me as well. Fibre and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah,
so.
You know, if you're sitting here waiting for me to get here, you can have a little snack.
That's right. See if it fits on my wrist at all. It's a bit like the baggy. Oh, no.
Oh, you're broken. Go to an ad break. Quick.
Castle on the Hill by Ed Sheeran. You're here on K-Rock 955 with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young. Across the desk from me is a somewhat crimson Luke Massey.
Well, I'm a little bit annoyed that I've taken a good 2 to 3 minutes to make that for you today.
To make it.
Like, I know that it's not a proper Apple Watch that you've got on your wrist already, so lucky I didn't go and spend all that money.
Here's your present.
Oh, look, you're just rubbing it in now. Mm-mm. I can't believe you're just destroying the gift that I gave you, that I took the time to make you, Tim. People can go buy one. I took the time to make it for you.
No.
But look, it's not you that's put me in a bad mood, I'll be honest. There's something that's really been peeing me off over the last couple of weeks,
okay.
And I couldn't wait to get back in the booth. In fact, let's do it now.
Righto.
Let's. Can you play the jingle for Luke's Law?
It's coming. Here we go.
There's not too many contenders out there that sound more punch drunk than me. That's why I like to listen to Luke's Law. It's so bad.
Yes, it is, and there's a bloke that has had a massive festive season, no doubt.
He would have been around the ring a few times, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but look, it's probably appropriate that he is introducing this segment because I'm about to bring the boom, Tim.
Go on.
I want to talk about the scourge on our society that's been thrust upon us good folk by the greedy fat cats that control our lives, Tim.
Jeez, this is big. Should we get clearance for this?
No, I think we should run this past someone.
Past legal.
Well, I'm not talking about taxes or COVID. I'm not talking about the cost of living or the sneaky, spineless little revenue raisers that lower the speed limits to get the speeding fine quota up.
What about red turn arrows?
I'll get to those two later on, right? But I'm talking about the plague, the epidemic, the absolute disgrace that is paper bags at the supermarket.
Oh, you're an idiot. I tell you, I don't know why I put up with this. Like,
No, honestly, yeah, Tim, what a farce. Seriously, what a waste of everyone's time, money and shopping.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, these things get ripped easier than a high school kid at Nimbin, and you spend more time chasing apples and oranges around your driveway than you do at the supermarket, Tim.
What? So, sorry.
And that's if you're lucky enough to make it out of the car.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't make it out of Aldi the other day.
Do Aldi have them as well now?
Split. Everyone's got them. They've all introduced them together. You've got to pay for it annoys me. In Aldi, my stuff went everywhere. The bloke at the checkout didn't even blink an eye. He just handed me another one. Like, what's that going to do, you numbskull?
For once, I actually agree with you.
Yeah, well, like, what do you think? I got the only non-reinforced bag at Aldi.
That's true.
I mean, the same thing's going to happen, isn't it? And at least help me pick up the 28 items I crammed into it.
Oh, no, they wouldn't at Aldi. He'd just keep throwing groceries at you.
I know. Yeah, I tell you what, they move their hands pretty quick when they scan your stuff, but they will not move, will they?
What do you mean?
When it's time to, like, help pack it in or something.
No, repack it after their thing has failed and ended up with stuff all over the floor. Because, now, did it fail at the handles or at the bottom?
Oh, I don't know. It just ripped.
Just ripped. So just the bag ripped.
Ripped down the middle, mate.
Because I've had it where the handles come
away. And it was crammed.
Away.
Like, I was just, I put stuff, it was overflowing like a colostomy pouch on Indian night, but it should be able to, the plastic bags used to be able to hold that much stuff, and now you've got to carry out your bag like you're carrying out a newborn child to your car to stop it. I mean, it's the audacity to charge us for it, Tim. It makes me blood boil, mate. I can't have it. Imagine if you bought a car, right?
Go on.
And it split down the middle as soon as you try to drive it. And then you take it back and they go, oh, here's another one. No, it would be instantly recalled and taken off the road. Yet we're supposed to gather our shopping together like we're playing Hungry Hippo. I've had enough of it. Get them right and get them reinforced. Until then, give us the plastic ones back. Why have we not got the plastic ones?
Hang on, you're talking the plastic free ones or the plastic ones you pay for?
No, I don't even pay for them now. Like,
would.
I never paid for one. I just said that I bought me own. But if, like, seriously, if they don't start bringing the plastic ones back, I don't care. I'm going to steal avocado.
Hang on, that's a good point. Why don't you bring your own? Why don't you bring your own plastic bags and, like, negate the whole problem?
Mate, what are you talking? What's wrong with you? People like you make me sick, Tim Young.
What do you mean?
Well, did Captain Cook or Neil Armstrong carry their own bags when they ventured into the great unknown? No.
So you're putting yourself on the same level as Captain Cook and Neil Armstrong.
I'm saying we shouldn't have to, mate. Chappelle Corby carried her own bag. Look what happened to her.
K-Rock 955, you're with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young. Across the desk from me is Luke Massey, who's a bit calmer now.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of a lie down, mate. Sorry about that. I get a little bit worked up and obviously, you know, paper bags are just one of those topics.
Don't say the words again. They'll get you worked up again.
I know.
But I've got to say it was very, you know, it's a very articulate rant, which I think the listeners will appreciate.
Well, I hope they appreciate that more than they appreciate what the supermarkets are doing to us. Hang on, I've got to calm down. Don't re-escalate.
That's right.
We'll talk about something else. What do you got to talk about?
So I want to talk about after the break. Obviously, been in Apollo Bay for the week. Fantastic place. Mm. Paradise by the sea, they call it.
Yeah, a lot of carnies down there.
Yeah, well, we can talk about that later on if you like. Absolutely, yeah. The carnival, money-making machine.
It is, but they don't sell a lot of toothbrush. What do they call them? Toothbrush. They call them toothbrush, don't they?
Come on, nice
just,
work.
Just for the one tooth they've
you
got.
You tiptoed around that gag. Fantastic stuff.
I was trying.
Oh, I know. But no, I'm going to talk about the difference between when you used to go to the beach before having kids.
Yeah.
And now, when you go to the beach after having kids. So, yeah, K-Rock 955, you're with Fat and Ginger. This summer... Just Give Me a Reason with Pink featuring Nate Roos here on K-Rock 955 with Fat and Ginger.
Was Nate Roos in that?
Don't even pretend you know who Nate Roos is.
No idea.
No idea. But look, it was a great song.
I do like it. Yeah. You know how much I love Pink. I've told you that. Yeah. She's great. I'd go see her when she comes back.
Yeah. Have you been to see her before?
No.
No? Apparently it's a good show.
Oh, yeah. Well, she did like 30 in a row in Melbourne when she was here last. And I think they couldn't kick her out. Like her entourage left and then they turned up to do the new show. She was still there.
Still there. Well, apparently, and I think I've said this before, she's massive in Australia, but not so much everywhere else.
Isn't she?
No,
that really surprises me.
But massive in Australia.
We must love her more than others. We do. Here's to Pink.
Indeed. Now, look, being at the beach, as I said previously, Apollo Bay for the week.
Which makes sense because you're looking very brown but still pale at the same time.
Oh, I know.
I know how you pull that off.
That's right. Well, when you've got this much skin to cover, there's only so much sunlight to get around. So, but look, what's one of the great experiences when you're a parent is to take your kids to the beach.
Well, it's something that you grow up doing. I spent a lot of time there when I was younger.
That's right. And so you want to do the same thing for your kids. Mm. So firstly, I want to talk about how much of a routine it is, right? So what we had was Joe's father would go for a walk every morning. He does it every morning. Yeah, fantastic thing. Keeps him fit. And we had a big gazebo. You know, one of those collapsible sort of gazebos. And he would go and put it on the beach at like 7:30 in the morning to get our spot. It was fantastic.
How did it not go missing?
No.
Aren't they full of thieves down in Apollo Bay?
G'day to everyone listening down at Apollo Bay. Not at all. The only time we had a problem with it was one of the local sort of rangers picked it up.
And said,
because they thought it had been there all week, because what we would do, we would then take it away at night and then bring it back the next morning.
And they're just like, this has been here. Every time we come down, it's here.
That's right. Every time we come down, it's here. So they took it away. And apparently, so this is just to show you how they're connected in Apollo Bay. The word went out to several other people. We got a phone call to the port office. Nah, don't touch it. It's, you know.
That's what it's there for. And they went and put it back?
No. We went and picked it up from the port office and we put it up and never got touched again.
Wow.
So, like, you know, connected.
You have got some pull down there, my friend.
Not me. No.
I bet you don't get a speeding fine.
That's right. No. Bills just keeps away now. Yeah. Just joking. But anyway, so that's a great thing. And that means that when you get there at lunchtime or whenever, you've got your spot. Now, when you mobilise a family to go to the beach, and a quick g'day to lovely Jodes and Gus and Raph, right? Mm-hmm. But when you mobilise a family to go to the beach, you take more stuff than the Allies took to Normandy on D-Day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like the amount of gear that you take. And compare that to how little you took when you were kid-free.
Yeah, that's right.
So kid-free, you're talking probably a towel, maybe some sunscreen and a wallet.
Well, the thing is you're carrying for four. But only two are carrying.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't get any help from the kids. They won't even carry a cricket bat or something. No. They
want to
be free and enjoy it while we're a couple of pack horses.
That's right. And then the thing, so we had a stand-up paddleboard, a kayak. Mm. We had two boogie boards, beach toys, a shovel for building a sandcastle, quietly. Two highlights for me.
Can you back your car onto the beach? Is that possible?
Should be able to. Two highlights for me was Gusso in his sandcastles. Yeah. I tell you what, the engineering that goes into those from a five-year-old, incredible. And Raph, first time in a kayak, you know, one of those little sort of plastic kayaks you can get from BCF. One of those, just cutting laps of the harbour at Apollo Bay all day. He loved it.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Oh, yeah, go on.
All right, what would you prefer? And I know you love your kids and you like taking them to the beach, right?
Absolutely.
All right, imagine this. Let me set another little scene for you, Tim.
Here you go.
All right, deck chair, esky full of ice.
Yes.
Your favourite drinks just on the surface, just within reach. Cricket on the radio, no kids and no need to open your eyes.
Whoa.
Which would you prefer?
I loved every second I spent down Apollo Bay with my family.
You look like you're almost genuine when you say that.
I am genuine, very much. Mm. No, but like... But the thing is the sandcastles that Gus
built. I'm with you on the sandcastles. I like how they make the little moats, around it. The word moat's not used enough these days.
No, it's not.
And they put a little flag on top when they finish. I just love the look on their faces when I walk down to the water and smash it to bits. Just smash it. Just kick sand everywhere and they just all start crying.
Oh, I generally don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah, they're looking into it.
Are they?
Yeah.
They should look into it harder. Troy Sivan there with the clean version of Rush.
Troy Sivan, wasn't he the little fella in Austin Powers? Probably. Was that him?
That was something similar. Yeah. I can't remember his name, though.
He sounds great.
Sounds great, considering I think he passed away 2 years ago.
Oh, did he?
I think so.
And plus, he wouldn't be able to reach the mics.
No, that's right. Either stop it. Now, look, we have got, obviously, our regular segment, Have Your Spray, coming up.
Yeah.
And I have, because I've been away sunning myself... On the beach.
You look great,
Tim. Well, you know, several activists tried to push me back in the water when I was having to sleep at one stage.
Put a few wet towels over you.
Yeah, that's it. And
I wouldn't say that.
We posted a photo of us in the spa on Boxing Day.
I tell you what, if you haven't seen it, go to Fat and Ginger's
Facebook page.
Because you are in for a treat.
If you're feeling a bit dodgy about yourself and you think you might have overindulged at Christmas, this will help you, I'll tell you. So go and have a look at it. And we posted
that. You could post that on your fridge at home. And I'll tell you what, within a couple of days, you would start to lose weight.
You will not open it ever again. And so we posted that just before the show, and we've got some feedback. So we're going to be hearing about that feedback right after this. The Champs-Élysées!
On K-Rock.
These two fat and ginger gentlemen have been whinging for years. Now it's your turn. Time to have your spray.
Yes, time to have our spray, or more precisely, for you to have your spray. Now, we spoke off air, and indeed we spoke on air to the Good Burgers of Geelong about the photo that we posted of us two in the spa on Boxing Day enjoying a couple of cocktails and some seafood and general merriment.
Well, there is talk about us bringing out our own calendar.
Well, you've already got a calendar. I started that.
I know, but that photo's not in it. And I tell you what, would it just fly off the shelves, Tim?
Wow. Wow. Would it what? We would be able to retire and get even more rotund. Now, we've had a bit of feedback that I've got on this page, so I can't see all the comments, but I only see a couple. Brett from Geelong, I'm assuming, we'll say, says, briefly thought that was Hale and Pace in reference to the rather rotund English comedians from the, what, 90s, I suppose?
Yeah, they were pretty funny.
They were pretty funny. And Alex Dunscombe says, I just gave his last name, sorry. There's a reason why you're on radio and not on TV. Laughing face, laughing face.
So they're not sort of seeing what we're seeing, the potential in it.
No, that's right. That's right. I think they're just seeing that perhaps we're on the other side of that potential curve going down the hill. Anyway, look, you've got three have your spray.
Well, I think this one was posted when we posted that photo.
Yeah.
Did we just post it on your birthday thing, or was it before then?
No, it was, It was on the birthday thing. So yeah, it was on both the Fat and Ginger page and personal pages. So
yeah, and Greg from Yeppoon. I don't even know where Yeppoon is.
Yeah, it's near Rockhampton in Queensland.
It's not like Harpoon, which they're going to use on us, is it?
Hey.
Greg from Yeppoon.
Yeah.
Tim Young, what are your health goals in 2024?
It's a fair question, to not die.
Yeah. I've set myself a bit of a goal this year.
You have, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to get on a little bit of a health kick. My goal is to be able to feel my own ribs.
What do you mean, through? Oh, so.
Yeah, just like reach down and feel them.
Where are they?
I haven't felt them since I was about 18.
Does that help you,
I don't know where they are. I don't even know if I have them anymore. Maybe they've been crushed.
So here's the thing, and I think we've spoken, again, off air spoken about this. I think we should both aim in 2024 to get down to.
That's what this is, the next one. Hang on, you're preempting,
yeah,
right?
I am.
So the next one is actually written in. Ash from Armstrong Creek, who's my partner.
Yeah.
Right. She's written this in, but she's also said this is from your partner, Jody, as well.
Yeah.
Right. You guys promised you would get down to 95.5 kgs in the new year.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
We did that in the spa that day after a few cocktails.
And about a metric ton of seafood.
Remember my dad bought us a tray of cocktails, dropped it,
yeah,
went and made more, and then dropped the second one.
Pete trailed two trays of cocktails. Oh, the poor guy.
Poor daddy. He was so happy with his cocktails and he just gave up after that.
And when we finally were able to sort of, you know, lick the remnants off the edge of the spa, it was delicious, Pete. So thank you very much. It
along
was
great. With the spa scum.
Yeah, that's right.
So she's written, you guys promised you would get down to 95.5 kgs in the new year. Can we please follow through on this as both beds are starting to buckle?
Oh, well, that's unfair, isn't
it? It's a little bit harsh, but it's true. We actually broke ours just before Christmas, which is a bit awkward.
Yeah, that is awkward.
Everyone asked how we did it, like the people in the shop, and we were a bit embarrassed, so we just said we were building a fort. It was, like you said, it was me for being too big, but it was actually on her side that it broke.
Yeah, but hang on a moment. Those that have met Ash, she's about a quarter of your weight.
Yeah, and she was fuming when she got home too.
All right, what else we got?
This one's a little bit closer to home, but a lot further away, if you know what I mean. So this is from Stan.
Oh,
you know how
Stan.
So to let people know, Stan is our roaming reporter. Who's we call him our bumbling roaming. He's an idiot, isn't he? He goes out to places in Geelong to report back on him, and he just keeps mucking up.
Yep.
Just before Christmas, he went down to, was it a Christmas party at Kinnear Park?
Yeah.
And he ended up doing a whiz on the cricket pitch, and then the game got called off.
That's right, yeah.
So he's written in from Argentina.
Wow.
He's written, "G'day, Luke and Tim. Happy New Year. Let me know when it's safe for me to come back."
Wow. So he's in Buenos Aires?
Yeah, I don't know where. It just says from Argentina. So
he just wants to keep it nice and general.
Nice and general. He doesn't want us to know where he is. I was thinking, you know what? Yeah. Stay there. Yeah. But then I thought, maybe that's not a good place for him, because isn't there a lot of ex-Nazis communes down that way? Isn't that where they all fled after the war?
Allegedly. Sunday nights on K-Rock 955.
Vance Joy there with Rocket. You're on K K-Rock 955 with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young, and with me is Luke Massey.
It is, yes. I'm a big fan of Vance Joy. He just keeps churning out hits, and he's our own, too.
Is he?
He's an Aussie guy, yeah.
From Melbourne?
From Melbourne, I think.
Is he? Originally. Yeah, yeah, good on him. Go. So, look, for the first time in 2024, I'm excited. And I am actually excited, surprisingly. I'm excited that it's time for Force Night Out.
Can our heroes sit through 2 hours of crap and come out clean on the other side? It's Fat and Ginger's Forced Night Out.
Yes, it is. Forced Night Out. Thank you,
Morgan. Are you
Morgan.
Really excited, or are you just saying that for the benefit of the listeners?
No, I am. Yeah,
okay.
I am.
Well, yeah. That excites me that you're excited.
So, look, what I want to do, new year, new start, I'd love to know, and I'd love to tell the people of Geelong that are listening on tonight, because there'd be tens of thousands of them. What are the rules of Force Night Out, Luke?
Okay, just for those who don't know, Force Night Out is when we buy tickets or obtain tickets for the other person to something we know they'll hate. Now, it doesn't have to be at night.
Hate is the word too.
Well, hate's probably, well, we know they won't enjoy it.
That's right.
And look, originally the whole idea was to expand the other person's horizons. So it might be like, you got me to go to CrossFit because you said you probably need it, mate.
Yeah. Well, and look at you now. Look at the path it's started.
Oh, yeah, I've lost about 1/3 of a kilo after not eating for a week. So it's all coming together, Tim. But it's something that you know that it's going to, it's gone from expanding their horizons to just like, flat out something they'll hate.
It is.
I sort of lost a bit of enthusiasm when I had my first failure.
Yeah.
Before Christmas, when I sent you to a Chinese student gathering
in
Melbourne.
No, massive failure.
And there was no Chinese students there.
Not at all.
So that really put me down. I was a bit down in the dumps about it, but I'm going to bounce back in 2024. So these are the rules, people.
Yep.
And we want you guys, the reason we're telling you the rules, we want you to write in with suggestions.
Yes.
We've had a couple of suggestions. Someone wrote in and said roller derby.
Yeah.
And I did look into that for you, but it doesn't start till like June or July.
Oh, we'll get into it.
Well, I remember that one. It's up my sleeve.
Okay.
These are the rules. It has to be something in Greater Geelong.
Yep.
So we did go to Melbourne a couple of times, but we just said it's too far and we can't be bothered. We're very fat and lazy people. It can't be more than 3 hours long.
Yep.
Right. Or you only have to stay for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Your whole commitment is no more than 3 hours. The 4C, is that what we call it? The 4C?
So yeah, 4C. Yeah. That's right. Yep.
4C?
Yep. 4C.
The 4C has to agree to the time. So the other person will message them ahead of time and say, are you busy at this time on this day?
That's right.
And they have to say yes or legitimately no. You've got to do something.
So that's right. But that's before they know what the thing is.
Yeah, we don't know what it is. We only find out here live on air.
That's right.
And you're allowed to take someone with you.
Yes.
So you can have a partner or a friend or whatever it is. I took my daughter to do plants and that
tree planting, the one you didn't turn up to. Yeah.
I paid her to do it and that we missed it.
It cost you a lot of money, didn't it?
We missed it and she still made me pay her. So and then the last thing is you must send proof that you were there and completed the activity. So if you guys have got any activities at all, some of the ones in the past, I sent Tim to a kid's school concert.
Yes.
Where he didn't know any of the kids.
That's right, yeah.
I'm still getting messages about that, actually. Someone just messaged me the other day.
Did they really?
Yeah, because you're on a poster now, a Stranger Danger poster.
Stay away.
What else have we done?
You sent me to a rave in Fitzroy.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's how the three-hour rule came about.
Yeah.
Because that went for 9 hours.
You lasted about half an hour.
Well, it was my fault, because I'd said, oh, you have to stay until the end. And you go, really? And I go, yeah. And it was like at 5 a.m.
Yeah,
I lasted 90 minutes and had a kebab and drove home.
Yeah, I would have too. So something like that.
Yep.
Obviously in Geelong area, I've got one up my sleeve for you for next week.
Well, I've actually got one for you this week, right?
What do you mean?
No. So here's what we're going to do.
We said we weren't doing it this week.
No. Easy. So here's what we're going to do, right? We're going to go and do this Force Night Out, but we're both going to go and do it, okay? To kick off 2024. All right?
I'm worried about this.
We're going to do two things, right?
What is it?
We're going to go and play five-a-side soccer against a bunch of teenagers and get humiliated.
When you say teenagers, are they closer to 13 than 19?
Oh, probably. I don't think it'll matter. I think we're going to lose either way.
You're going to lose either way. Okay.
And then we're both going to get in the nets and face a bowling machine turned up to 160.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
160 Ks now.
160 Ks now.
No, we're not.
So for those of you that don't know cricket very well, a bowling machine is like
It's like the fastest ball ever bowled. Why can't we just do like 120 or something?
No, because this is Fat and Ginger and this is what we do.
What, get killed for the sake of a show on Sunday nights on K-Rock?
No, that's...
Is that what we do, is it?
That's exactly what we do. Here we go.
Harvey Norman clearance. Oh, no. Sad.
Most women like tall, dark men. I'm not most women. I like Fat and Ginger.
Yes, Fat and Ginger back for a second hour, and yeah, I'm excited.
You are?
I am.
You're so excited that you're playing something else?
No, no, that's all right. We're good. We're good.
Well, you had to make your first stuff up for 2024.
I did.
And you did that ages ago, so it's good, it's good to see you adding to your tally.
That's right.
Is what I'm saying.
No, that's it.
So, hey, I just had a message from my dad.
Yeah, from Pete, yeah.
From Pete, yeah. Because we were saying before about how he spilt the two trays. He wrote, "It was a very challenging day, but do you forget your lunch?" And he sent a picture of the lunch he put on for us. And there's like a tray full of oysters, there's prawns, there's crayfish galore.
The world's biggest crayfish too. They were gigantic, weren't they?
So we just couldn't eat it all.
No, no, no.
And then we're whinging because when he bought us our 14th tray of cocktails.
To the spa.
Yeah, so very poor form by you, Dad.
Do you know what the other great bit I loved is? I said, oh, to complete it, what you have to do, Pete, is get me to sign something. So I have to dry my hands out to sign it like you do at the pool when you're overseas in a resort. And he even did that too. He's such a legend. Yeah, it was so good.
He does put on a good day.
It was great.
Anyone who's in the Bowen Heads area,
just drop by.
Get down to Poopsie's Bar. It's all happening.
Now, look, after this song, after hearing a bit of Taylor Swift, you're going to bring it down again because you're going to basically kick off on another group of people, aren't you?
Well, a little bit, yeah.
So, you know what? Here's Taylor Swift. Is it over now? No, it's not, because Luke's going to go again after this song. Is it over now from Taylor Swift? Let me just start another song because I forgot to do that.
My God.
Oh, I know.
You are on fire. It's 2024. I hope you turn over a new leaf. I didn't know it was the sort of leaf you could smoke.
No. I don't know what happened there, but anyway, that's great.
Oh, I know what happened. Ask me. I got my hand in the air. Ask me what happened to you.
No way.
All right. No, that's fair enough. Look, I'm going to change the topic to something else that's been annoying me, not you on the desk.
Yeah.
Right? And the reason I know I'm sort of bringing this stuff up that is annoying me, but I've had all summer to think about this. So I've got a bunch of topics lined up.
Yeah,
so all you're going to do is hear me rant for ages. But this,
I'll just take a seat, shall I?
Yeah, take a seat. Make yourself a little coffee.
Yeah.
Now, I won't rant too much because I've got a little headache from before. But one thing that's been annoying me lately, especially on one-lane highways, is cyclists. And I'm not saying people can't. I know, and I know there's a lot of them out there, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying people can't cycle. We all train to sort of go around them. But why do they have to go in tandem?
Go on.
Two abreast.
Yeah.
All right. We all got a similar opinion on cyclists, right? They're like clouds, aren't they? It's a much better day if you don't see one. But why do they think it's okay to ride side by side on a two-lane highway so they can have a little chat while they ride with six cars lined up behind them because they can't get past?
No, and I agree because we obviously, being down Apollo Bay, you're along the Great Ocean Road there, and you go around corners and they're, what's a cyclist doing up here?
You can't go past them without
20 Ks. So it's
and that's illegal. You can't do that. I looked it up.
You can either go, you're either going to hit them or you're going to go across a double line.
Yeah.
On the other side of the road.
Around oncoming traffic to get back. But they don't care. They go, I don't mind if they're single because you've probably got enough room to carefully get past them. But they go two so they can have a little chat. And I don't understand why they think that's okay. I get to have a little chat, Tim, because I'm in a car like an adult. Yeah. That's why I get to have a little
there
chat.
There it is. There
if
it
you
is.
Choose to cycle and there's no bike lane to keep in, then it's single file so the grown-ups can get to work or wherever we have to go, right?
Yeah.
They're not in a hurry, are they?
No, no,
they're just having a little late. Like, they're obviously not going to work. Where do you go to work dressed like that?
I don't know,
like the racetrack or the circus or something. So, look, I'm not trying to have a go at people.
Yes,
I am a little bit. Yeah. But, Laurel, well, then listen to this then and start doing what I tell you to do, right? If you're listening and you're a regular cyclist who likes to ride two or three abreast on a single lane road,
oh, God, yeah,
right, please ride single file right on the edge, preferably on the edge of a ditch or a cliff.
Oh, jeez, see ya. Too Much by Kid Laroi and a whole bunch of other people. So, well, there's about four names, I think.
Too Many to Mention.
Too Many to Mention, ironically, so not too much, too many.
Yeah, but why do they have to list them all? Like in a band, they don't go, oh, that was by the Beatles in featuring Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney, et cetera, et cetera. Just say, right, Kid Laroi and his mates.
Oh, that's right. That's how it should be. I agree. Yeah. So, but do you know what time it is now?
What time?
It's time where we can examine things that everyone thinks are great, but are in fact crap.
Don't believe the hype. That's actually crap.
Yes, it is. That's exactly.
Can I just say before we keep going, you're doing a great job over there and I really love you. You're my best friend and I love you. Have a big smile. And let's move on.
No, no, no. It's all good. I think we've overcome a couple of things tonight. We've learned something new.
We have.
So
and it actually wasn't your fault.
No, it wasn't this time.
So this time. let's get into it, Tim. What have you got for that?
I'd love to start. Thank you very much. So as you know, in November, I went to Bali.
Mm-hmm.
And in Bali, you have available to you a whole range of perhaps not quite genuine clothing items.
I'm just trying to think. There's a range of things you can put into that crap over there. Go on. What do you got?
No, so when I was there, I needed some new thongs because the old ones were dying. That, you know, when you're carrying around 116 kilos, you know, life's pretty tough. So,
but do you rotate them like
I should do because they go pretty thin. But anyway, so I went and got a new pair of thongs and, you know, genuine fakes and all that sort of stuff. And I bought a fake pair of Havaianas.
Mm.
And you just go,
thongs, rookie mistake.
Thongs are thongs, right? Au contraire, no way. These things, my feet are a mess. So, you know, around where they sort of connect back in, sort of around the middle of your foot.
Yeah.
That's too tight and that's cutting into my feet. And in between my toes, it's probably too big and it's rubbing. And it's just a nightmare. So I don't know how much more I have to say about fake Havaianas other than buyer beware. Just wait till you get back, get the real thing, or get the cloth ones.
Well, you know what? You only learn from experience, don't you? And there's certain things you just can't scrimp on, Tim. There's orange juice, dog poo bags, and your thongs.
That's an odd trio.
Yeah, I know.
That's great.
In fact, I fell for it last year, not the Havaianas, but I bought shoes from a certain, shall we say, cheaper store.
Indeed.
Late last year.
Yeah.
I won't mention them.
No.
Let's call them Kmart.
You're an idiot.
Actually, I just mucked up there. I was about to call them Amart, and I realised there's one of them.
There's a shop called Amart, so you're a dag.
We get sued by Kmart.
Probably.
I bought a pair of shoes from them, and they were great. They were fantastic. So go to Kmart, people, and you too can be walking around like the Tin Man. So, hey, I've got, for that's crap, and it's quite topical, summer in Australia.
What, has it happened yet?
Well, that's the thing. You look forward to it so much, don't you, after winter.
You do.
And it's basically winter with barbecues these days. What is going on, Tim?
I don't know. I can't answer, because we, being on holiday, we were getting excited about days that were 21 and 22.
And, it never used to be like that. It used to be down at the beach. Now it storms, there's wind, there's lightning. I'm have to actually mow the grass in summer now.
Yeah, that's disappointing. I know, because that was one of the benefits, right, was the grass would die for about 3 months.
It would die. It just turned to dirt. Now I've got to mow it. It's just gone topsy-turvy. And I think we need to take action, Tim.
Oh, yeah,
I've heard about this global warming thing.
Yeah.
And I think I have the solution.
Oh, yeah. What
are
is
you ready?
It? Yeah.
Paper grocery bags.
You're such an idiot. Buses and Trains by Bachelor Girl. I haven't heard that song in ages.
It's been a while, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't mind that. It's a good song.
And my daughter started listening to sort of a few songs of that era.
Yeah.
So she was playing a bit of Backstreet Boys, NSYNC.
Really? But having said that, your daughter has very sort of mature taste when it comes to music.
Well, very wide. I won't say there's anything about her that's mature. She's 15, mate.
She's more mature than you are. I'll give you the,
probably.
Give you the hot tip.
Yeah, but that's like saying you're the best looking bloke in the Burns unit.
He's been sitting on that one, I'm sure. Now, look, after a few ads, we have got Justin Murphy Award. Now, for listeners that might not know, Justin Murphy Award is for someone who's just been a bit of a dill, a bit of a hypocrite.
Yeah, so it came about when we were on, in our early days of Fat News. I think it was one of our first episodes.
Really?
And we got a message from someone over in America named Justin Murphy.
That's right, yeah.
And the sort of bloke that spelled his own surname wrong. That's why
he
stuck out to us.
Yeah.
And then, so he messaged in and told us that we were
Bottom feeders, I think
bottom
it was.
Bottom feeders, and that we were bad people or whatever.
That's right.
We posted a video of Tim doing a nudie run with jocks on.
That's right.
Down the street.
That's right.
And, but the thing is, what he said was just too bad for Facebook to even put it out. And he was a bit of a hypocrite in
that's
that
right.
way.
Yep.
So we just sort of made an award in his name.
Yeah.
For someone who's a hypocrite, bit of a sook, or
just carries on like a pork chop.
Exactly.
And you've picked one this week.
I've got
excited.
A good one. So do you want to play the jingle?
Oh, no. We've got to have some ads first. So after this.
Oh, it's coming up next.
It's coming up next.
Oh, well, everyone's excited now.
Absolutely very excited. Trying out a new style. Fat Boy Slim with Praise You here on K-Rock 955. You're with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk is Luke B. Massey.
What a blast from the past. Old Norman Cook.
Is that his name?
That was his name, yeah. I'm surprised he didn't go with that.
As a DJ. That's the least rock and roll name in the world,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I know. You might as well call yourself like Wilbur or something.
Well, I've got a theory, right? You know Elon Musk. Mm. I reckon his real name's Noel and he's just spelled it backwards.
Backwards. Ah.
Yeah, Elon Musk instead of Noel Musk.
Mate, we're about to get a knock on the door. The agent's waiting for us to revealing right. that sort of little bit of information.
They'll be listening. But look, I know people have been keen. I know we've had a lot of, you know, input and people banging on the door down the front. I had to, you know, shoo them away because it is time for the Justin Murphy Award.
Are you a hypocrite or a bit of a sook? You might be a candidate for the Justin Murphy Award. Let's see if you've won.
And look, the old thing, you know, if you can't see the Justin Murphy candidate in the room, it's probably
you. It's you,
yeah. That's right. So
I have got a ripper for you today, Tim.
Yes, I'm excited.
I've been scouring the net, just looking for someone who's about to cop our wrath.
Look, I just got a question, though. Like, it's been the festive season, you know, goodwill to all people, all that sort of stuff. No one's angry on the beach. No one's angry. What's going on?
Well, this is the sort of person this award was designed for.
Go on.
Now, I'm going to read you a little bit from a news article, right? And I'm not going to, this is not my take on it. This is in the news, right? Driver Chloe Fisher, I'm going to say her name.
Yeah, it's in the public domain. Yep.
Was pulled over by police while out driving in Victoria due to having fake number plates and an unregistered vehicle.
Oh, dear.
As the officers got out of the vehicle, she winds down a window and demands to know what the emergency is, to which an officer replies, "You." Right?
That's great. Yeah.
And now her whole thing is like she's so it says one of the officers asks the woman if she's vehicle is registered, to which she responds by saying she is private and she is a sovereign citizen. She says, "I'm in terra australis and there is no state," she tells them.
Yep.
And then she went on to make this big, she filmed the whole thing, right?
Of course she did.
If you want to be a dealer, you want to be an idiot and you want to do it in your own time, that's fine. But when you post it, as in, like, get on my bandwagon, people. Yeah. Like, you just come across as just a wanker. I'm sorry, but you are. You are a toss.
That's right. So, sorry, her name, Chloe, was it?
Chloe Fisher. So, and it's not the first time she's done it.
No.
So she's done it before, and everyone just gets on there going, "You're an idiot. What are you doing?"
So just for the listeners, say, a sovereign citizen, as far as I believe, is someone who believes that the laws don't apply. They're their own entity and that they make up their own rules and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, and she's saying, well, I live in my own state, so I don't have to live by your rules.
So by that rationale, she doesn't get socialised healthcare.
Well, she was driving on a nice road.
That's right, maintained by your tax and
my
tax.
None of us like paying rego. We all hate getting fines, but where would we be without all that stuff? I know it's not all well spent, but roads are maintained a little bit too well in Geelong. There's bloody roadworks everywhere. But if you want to go to a lawless society, somewhere where there's no healthcare.
There's plenty of those getting around.
Benefits for the unemployed, there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
Which you most certainly are, Chloe Fisher, unemployed. Then get yourself a green card and a bulletproof vest and piss off over to America because we don't want you here.
No, that's right. And what
just
I love.
Wanker.
I'd love to know what her number plates, her fake number plates look like. Was it just an A4 sheet written
with
text?
Probably finger painted.
That's right. Let Me Down Easy by Shepherd there. Wonderful tune. K-Rock 955, you're the Fat and Ginger.
A good Shepherd. Well, they should write a movie with the word Shepherd in the title.
Wouldn't that be a humdinger?
I'd love to see something like that,
so
Tim. Maybe we should sit down one day and write something like that.
Let's.
Hang on, we did.
We did, that's right.
Coming soon to a theatre near you.
Indeed, yeah.
Well, one of those theatres anyway.
That's right. Look, it's my turn to have a bit of a talk about a couple of things.
Oh, you're not going to rant, are you? Because I'm sick of you ranting, Tim. I've had enough.
Oh, geez, I've had to put up with your stuff today, haven't I? I had to calm you down twice in 2 hours.
I know. I get all worked up because I've had the whole last 2 or 3 weeks when we've been off air to think about it.
I know.
And I just keep, because my kids are working at Adventure Park now, so I've got to constantly take them up and down Wellington Road, and they're everywhere, and you can't get past. You've got to sit behind them. It just drives me nuts.
That would drive you nuts. I'd see why you're a bit testy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now, a couple of things. Like the first thing, so we have the TV on here in the studio. It just sits there.
I didn't notice that. Yeah. How long's that been there? For.
So, and on at the moment is a game which I've got to be honest.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, it's not the game for me.
Right, yeah. Not for you, but a lot of people do like it.
A lot of people do like it, and they're all incorrect. So, no, I don't mean that. That's fine.
I know where you're going with this.
And you've turned as well because you're going to the tennis
next
week.
Next week I'm going to the tennis.
And You went twice last year.
Well, I did say I'd never go. I had a particular word that I used to use for people that did go.
Let's not go into that, thank you.
And then last year I went, I go, actually, this is really good. I enjoyed it that much that I went back.
Yeah,
and I'm going again this year. Yeah. So, but, you know, us tennis people, we tend to like the finer things in life, Tim.
Do you?
I take a little bit of caviar and a little bit of shandy and just sit up there.
Champagne even?
I'll have a little bit of that too. And we'll just sit there and we'll discuss the form of the players and their backhand and their forehand, and that's about all I know.
I've got to say that I reckon tennis is the most personality-free zone in the world.
Yeah, I know.
They are the most...
But I will tell you this. Take the personality, because you've got to have a certain bit of arrogance about you to play the game.
Well, it's a lone sport.
Even Federer started off like that.
Yes, he did.
You know, and then he learnt humility along the way. I'm sure there's some that didn't, but he did. And I will say this. They are very, very good at what they do.
Yeah, of course
they
are.
Very skillful. You can't tell on the TV.
Oh, yes, you can. You're an idiot. That's how they make their money, by showing people on TV how skillful they are.
Yeah, I know, but you're one of those people that likes to bag. Like, you bag David Warner.
Oh, you're on
about
this.
He's just gone out, one of the greats of Australian cricket, who changed the game, Tim, and you'd like to bag him.
We've only got 10 minutes left. Don't get me started on that.
These tennis players are very skillful. I like to go along and watch, and I give them a little clap after every point.
Do you know what the other thing I hate is, right? It's a couple of things, actually. You got me started. So how did Todd Woodbridge get himself into the media? Talking of personality-free zones. He was introducing the cricket at one stage.
Do you know how? I'll tell you how.
How?
Because he was part of a duo and the other one was a ginger.
That's right.
And they said, we can't put his head on TV, so we're going to take the other
one. That's true. And the time when the Ashes were on in England and he was introducing the Ashes, that sent me into the stratosphere.
I remember you messaging me or something and going, why am I looking at this bloke on my TV?
And you said, don't ever call me again. Yeah,
people keep saying we've got those sort of heads too.
It's true. So, look, the other thing I hate is how they have to be caught when they play the game. Right, these people pay millions of dollars a year to play this game. And it's, got to concentrate,
Remember Djokovic had that guy kicked out last year?
That's right. You were there.
I was there.
You were there.
And I could have had the greatest call.
I know, you did.
At the end, they were interviewing him, and what was he yelling out? He was yelling out something. I can't remember what the call was.
He was dressed as Wally, wasn't he?
He was dressed as Wally, and then at the end, the guy's interviewing Djokovic on stage. He goes, I've just got one more question, and I just wanted to yell out, where's Wally? And I just didn't do it because I wasn't quite drunk enough.
No,
it would have brought the house down.
I tell you what, the other reason is because you're with your girlfriend. Yeah. And that's what's changed you. That's what's made you go to the tennis is your girlfriend.
Well, no, she hasn't changed me.
She has.
I just found that there's a lot of finer things in life than hanging out with you, Tim.
for sure. Oh, come on, let's go to something.
All right, we'll play a song.
Yeah, K-Rock 955.
Do something.
You're with Fat and Ginger. All right, it's Calm Down by Rima and Selena Gomez.
Rima.
Yeah. Calm down, because that always works, doesn't it, when you say that? So,
Did that work for you on your holidays, Tim?
I didn't have to, not once, no. No, I've never had to say that.
No?
No, Jodes is the calmest, most level-headed person I've ever met.
She'd just take control.
She's amazing.
Yeah,
so.
Out of the way, I've got this.
Yeah, that's
you go
right.
And sit down and have a little rest.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Go and count the number of Uno cards we've got. And I'll sort everything out. Beautiful, I'll do that.
Kids, come and help me with this.
That's right.
Leave Tim alone.
Tim's counting the pebbles on the veranda.
Yeah. Hey, are we out?
Yeah, no, that's it. That's it. So better for the
show
run.
For 2024. Better for the run. That should be the name of our show.
I reckon we should change that.
But we had to, you know, blow the cobwebs off a little bit.
We did.
I imagine over the summer we both sort of blew the top off a few
frothies. Absolutely. And you've got all this pent up stuff that you need to get out.
I got a bit of that rage out. Everyone's probably still on holidays, Tim. They're probably not even listening.
That's right.
So when they come back, they'll go, the Fat and Ginger on, isn't it? We'll go, first show of the year.
Jeez, they sound polished.
These guys have been working hard over the summer.
That's right.
So,
but look, it's been fun. So, look, thanks very much, Luke. Thanks to everyone who's listening. And we'll see you next week, next Sunday.
Goodbye.
See ya.